Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm here with Randy Chan from Promise Technologies. Welcome, Randy.
Thank you.
Tell us about Promise. I know that you guys are a storage company, but I don't know much more than that.
So Promise Technology has actually been an innovator in storage products for 20 plus years, and we've actually developed a versatile amount of storage products from RAID HBA add-in cards that go in server and workstations all the way to 2M, 4Drive, NAS, and direct attach, more prosumer type of products, all the way up into the enterprise where we do offer rack mount storage, high availability RAID subsystem solutions between Fiber Channel, iSCSI, 10 gig products that are coming up on the horizon.
And what are your typical customers like?
Today we have a lot of customers in audio video post-production and the media and entertainment environment. We do that through one of our partnerships that we have with a big player in there. And we also deal in internet data centers where we do have large installations of customers that are using over 7,000 of our boxes in one colo.
So you're working with maybe smaller companies in the media and entertainment space and up to huge cloud type service providers?
Oh, absolutely. So we deal with onesies and twosies that have mom and pop audio video post-production editing stations all the way up to the big boys, the big corporations that do multi-million dollar movies and broadcast stations and such.
And you guys just released new RAID products to the marketplace. Can you tell me about those?
So we actually just released a new product based on Intel's Xeon CS 5500 and 3500 series platform.
I think we used to call that Jasper Forest for those codename people in the audience.
Yeah, definitely codenamed Jasper Forest. It's been the big buzzword for the last year or so. And one of the great things that we're proud of is that we do have a long history of working with Intel all the way from the i960 through the Intel Xscale, IOP, Chevron, Sunrise Lake, and now we're going forward with what we think is a very innovative embedded solution that Intel has provided to us based on the Nehalem and x86 platform and bringing it down into the embedded storage platform world.
When you take on a new development like this, what is the process that you take a look at this product with? How do you work with Intel in terms of optimizing your solution with our silicon? How does that go?
So, one of the great things that I mentioned earlier is that we've had a long history with Intel and we do participate in Intel's early access, early adopter programs. And so what we're happy to see is that, especially with Jasper Forest, is that we've been working with Intel, their engineers, their storage division that actually works on Jasper Forest, and we've been working relatively closely with them. So we're pretty happy with seeing, where the performance is and how innovative Intel is and where we're getting the performance numbers that we're getting with our product. We've already seen a 4 to 6 time increase from our previous platform that was based on an older generation Intel platform.
How do you measure performance in a RAID configuration?
There's many ways. I mean, we can take raw data of depending on what protocol we're using, if it's Fiber Channel or iSCSI. And then we also do application-specific things where we're integrating it with our third-party applications that are in that media and entertainment environment or in the high-performance computer environment or even the cloud. How many backups and everything can we do at a simultaneous time when we're doing line cloning or volume copy? How fast does it go? Mm-hmm. And so, we definitely take metrics of that sort.
And what are you expecting from these new generation of products in terms of performance?
We're assuming a 4 to 6 time performance of what we've seen in the past. And what we've had in the past is with our Fiber Channel products, we're meeting the line rate of about 1.6 gigs a second. But what Jasper Forest is letting us do is really open that up, put more ports on a single platform, and we're able to get 4 to 6 times that, where we're seeing upwards of 6 gigs plus worth of bandwidth from a single RAID subsystem.
And when you think about that from an end customer perspective, what's the benefit of having that additional bandwidth?
It's definitely application specific, but for that type of people that are looking for that sequential bandwidth, obviously for our media and entertainment, people that are looking to stream multiple video, high definition content and actually do editing, it helps them wildly. In addition, with our cloud computing folks, with that amount of bandwidth and that amount of power, we're able to drive a high number of IOPS, IOs per second,
sure,
to actually service multiple users and multiple backups and whatnot. And so we see that Jasper Forest and the platform that we develop and our RAID technology is really going to deliver to help our customers in that fashion.
What has the initial response been for the products?
It's been great. We've had a couple customers lined up that have spoken about it and really tested it out and put it through its paces. And the excitement is really there, knowing that they're going to be able to sustain a much higher workload with not as large an infrastructure, especially with the advent of SSDs and our support with SSDs and JasperForest being able to drive the performance of SSDs, whether it's HPC, cloud computing, you know, media and entertainment, that performance is going to be there for them.
Fantastic. Now, if my audience wants to find out more about what you're offering in the market, where do they go?
They can just check out www.promise.com and all the information about our product will be there. The product that we're actually debuting with the JasperForest platform will be the VTrack X30 series product.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for being on the program today.
Great. Thanks, Allison. Appreciate it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.